to the Celebrity Tea Lounge. Today, guys, we have a hot topic. We are here for the Krishan and Blueface drama today. It's a lot to talk about today, so you guys bear with me. I just recently did a show about Krishan and her new baby boy, but now we're here to talk about Blueface and, you know, some of the things that has been said. The reports are in. Allegedly, Blueface said that he was going to take Krishan's baby. And now we have the auntie on social media saying allegedly that Blueface told her a lot of things, and you know, she's basically checking the situation, Krishan's auntie. And we're gonna tune in and listen to what she had to say. Like I said, we're gonna talk, it's a lot going on. We're gonna try to cover all of the topics, all of the questions that fans have. So let's get right into this clip and see what she had to say.
They just use out the hospital 7 hours later. And then you sitting up there back on live talking about the old blue cheese. And that's all he done, blue face, baby. Yeah. No, wait a minute. Back it up. And I'm going to tell you this. I'm not going to keep on telling you to mind your business. Carlissa, mind your business. Because if I got to keep telling you to mind your business, you ain't going to like it. I done told you. Now, you told me this was your last time. Mind your business. That she ain't, you ain't no kin to her. She ain't no Dorsey. You walking around here with two little shoes on. And then now look now, because y'all know when I say now, it's about to get crazy. Now, I'm going to tell you this now. You told me that you was two mortgage payments behind. Tell me I'm lying. Because I post the audio, and I'm not playing. Tell me I'm lying. I told you to stop trolling that girl. Tell me I'm lying. You told me you was two mortgage payments behind. And Krishan is a relevant topic. And people pay you to come do interviews and anything else. But what Krishan can't say and understand and realize is this, that y'all need her. Krishan, get your butt off of her. Get your ass on. Get off of her. And go try to feed the baby. Now I ain't gonna tell you no more. Sit on down some damn way. I done tell you, don't make AT come out there with a belt.
All right, you guys, that was a lot. Sorry for the profanity. And, you know, I don't do profanity here at the Celebrity Tea Lounge. But, so wasn't that a lot? Let's try to get into, all of the rumors. Number one, Krishan states allegedly that, you know, they're too toxic. You know, she don't want no parts of them. You know, they're bad people. She don't want her baby around toxicity. Blueface stated, you know, that Krishan do everything for clout, that she's playing everyone, that basically she's full of SHIT, you know, with everything she's doing and saying. The mother is coming in, you know, she keeps, you know, allegedly getting in their business, and causing more friction between the two, and now reports are saying that Blueface is gay. There's a video surfacing allegedly saying that Blueface is allegedly gay. And, you know, a guy, transgender, he, you know, says that it was Blueface in the video. Krishan is allegedly saying that, you know, she has a lot of things she could say, but she's not. Just leave her alone. And then there's the auntie that you guys just heard. She's calling out alleged, things about Blueface and his mom. So it's just a lot going on, you guys. And I'm here to give my opinion on it. Unfortunately, I don't necessarily do drama, but when the reports come in, we have to do the reports. So, you know, my opinion is, you know, like I said, when it started, it was toxicity. They allegedly they both signed a contract to say, you know, this is what we're doing, this is how it's gonna go, this is how we're gonna do the funds, you know, this is everything is everything. You know, Christiane knew, you know, exactly what she was getting herself into. You know, so I don't really, now, don't get me wrong, I love Christiane, and, you know, it is what it is, but I don't really blame Blueface for, you know, continuing the toxicity, because she knew exactly what she was getting into. You know, she played along for a long time. And, you know, sometimes, you know, we think that the person that's playing victim is the victim, but sometimes the person that's the enemy is really the victim. You know, you just never know these days, you know, how things go on the inside of, you know, behind closed doors. You don't know what they talked about. You don't know what kind of contract they set up. You know, it's just a lot. I do think that the mother and, you know, any family members, I do think they need to mind their business, you know, when it comes to two adults who knew exactly what they was doing. When it comes to Blueface, you know, I just feel like, I do believe the auntie when she say, you know, that he told her that, because he do kind of give off vibes that, you know, Christiane is his protege. You know, she's his bag, she's his money. And, you know, I think that Blueface is, you know, very vocal about that. You know, and that's kind of probably why he never submitted to her, you know, because she was there for a sole purpose. And like I said, family should stay out of things. You know, they're two adults. They now have a baby. So eventually they're going to have to work it out, no matter how they feel about it. You know, at the end of the day, it's up to Christiane and Blueface to come to a common agreement. It doesn't matter if someone's gay. It doesn't matter if she has a new boyfriend, you know, allegedly, as the reports are saying. Only thing that matters is that child. Only thing that matters is his happiness and, you know, being able to be in a positive space and a positive environment with loving family and friends. So that was our show for today. Thank you guys for tuning in. You guys can follow me at anchor.fm/MadamBree. Click support. You also can stream me at iHeartRadio, Spotify for Podcasters, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Amazon Music. And when you get there, don't forget to click support or subscribe so that you can be a part of supporting podcasts. And as always, thank you guys for listening to the Celebrity Tea Lounge.